Hello, welcome to Chapter 2 of Marketing 110. Chapter 2 is all about retail strategic planning and operations management. This gives us a chance to really cover two things. One is strategic planning, and one is, I don't want to just call it operations management, but let's call it different types of management activities that we'll look at. Only two sections in this chapter. Let's bounce down through these real quick. And like the last chapter, I think there are a number of terms here associated with financial analysis that we won't cover in the outline. We'll have to be sure we look at when we go back and look at the term list. Okay, section one is the strategic planning section. The first topic is planning versus strategic planning. I worry a little bit about what I might do to the definitions for you of this on the test, but you still have to hold down and think about the general meaning of these terms. Planning generally means preparing for the future, understanding and anticipating the future. Strategic planning is more long-term, getting ready for that future. So anything I do to prepare for the future is planning. If I do it in the long term, it's strategic planning. When we look at the terms, we'll separate those a little better for you. Components of strategic planning. I use this topic in most of my courses because it's very important. It's also the way you would go about writing a marketing plan in marketing. But there are certain steps and certain common things involved. What these are, and notice they are numbered here, times four and the numbered subtopics, you will have to name the four components of strategic planning. They are mission statement, goals and objectives, SWOT analysis, and strategies. As you look at those, think about them as saying this. The first one, mission statement, says who you are or what your purpose is. Goals and objectives are what you want to accomplish. SWOT analysis is looking at your internal and external environments for good and bad things, thus strengths, weaknesses in the internal environment, and opportunities and threats in the external environment. And strategies are what you're going to do to be successful. So think about that long and hard. It is important. It is not a dumb list to memorize. You should always know that. It is definitely a Category A type question. The next topic is mission statement. I've just said it describes who you are as a company, your purpose as a company. It is actually a written statement. It should be, the more concise it is, the better, but it should clarify both to you and your customers and others, all stakeholders, what your purpose is as a company, who you are. Goals and objectives. These are the future conditions that we'd like to have. There is a difference between goals and objectives. We tend to run them together in this course, but goals are general states. I want to be successful. Objectives are more specific and quantified, as in, I want to make $10,000 profit a month. But there are two subtopics under that, purposes of goals and objectives and types of objectives. Now, a point that's important for you in the online course. Notice that subtopics here are numbered, so you're expected to know them. But notice the topics are underlined. That's my way of hinting to you that I'm not going to simply ask you to list these. I'm not going to say list the two purposes of goals and objectives, and I'm not going to say list the four types of objectives. What I will do is perhaps ask you to either select those from a longer list, maybe select the two of these four that are the purposes of goals and objectives, and select the four from these eight that are the types of objectives. It'll be something other than a real memorization problem. Unfortunately, I suppose you will have to actually learn them in some sense, maybe even memorize them, to be able to handle those questions. But there will be questions on the test, but not list the two and list the four. Okay, strategic profit model objectives. The book does a thing on page 40 in that exhibit there that I'm not too much into, but I would encourage you to look at what the book does. The last four topics in this section are terms. Strategy, as I mentioned when we were looking at the components of strategic planning, is what we're going to do to be successful. This is our actual plan to be successful. SWOT analysis is looking at the internal and external environments for pluses and minuses, positives or negatives, as it were. Target market, that's the group of customers I'm aiming at. And the retail mix, these are the factors that I can control. These are the things I can change. They would be things like my marketing mix, my product, price, place, and promotion. It would also include things like my retail mix. It would include my target market. Those are the items that I can control to be successful. When I put all them together and decide how I'm going to handle each of them, what I come up with is my plan or my strategy. The last section, the other section in this chapter, on strategic planning and operations management model, that's a mouthful the way the text presents it, but it boils down to you understanding there are three types of, if you will, management tasks. I call it planning and management tasks, but that's really just a way of hinting to you. What I want you to do is note that there is strategic planning, preparing for the future, and there is operations management and administrative management. Now, operations management is actually running the business. Administrative management is actually doing support activities. But a better way of thinking of that is that operations management uses or utilizes the business's resources. It uses people to make things, tells them what to do. It uses the resources of the company in one way or another. Administrative management, this is things like purchasing, accounting. We think of these support activities being responsible for acquiring the resources. So operations management uses the resources, administrative management acquires the resources. And with that coverage, let's bounce down the term list and see what we've covered and what we have not and what we still need to do with it. The first term is planning. Let's think of planning first. Remember, it's a general process. Strategic planning is a specific type, but planning is the general process of anticipating what we need to do to reach our goals and objectives. So it's the general process of anticipating to reach our goals and objectives. Think about it that way. Strategic planning, the next one. Think of strategic planning as adapting our resources to deal with the environment. I'm not sure that I like the way I wrote that, but that will work. Adapting our resources to deal with the environment. What that means, if you lengthen that out, is deciding which resources I need, getting rid of some, acquiring others, but that process of understanding what resources I need or adapting the ones I have to meet my environment and future conditions, we call strategic planning. The mission statement, as I told you, lists your purpose or describes who your business is. That's fine. Goals and objectives are the conditions we want in the future. You might think of them as the results that we desire, that kind of thing. Now, the next part of the list here is a little more finance terms. These are associated with doing ratio analysis, which we do in some courses. I don't believe we go into it much in later chapters here, though we may touch it again. But these are pretty much self-explanatory. You just have to maybe read what the way the book does it. What I would do on the test is I would define these in terms of the way they're calculated. For instance, net profit margin. Think of that as net profit divided by total sales. That shouldn't be bad. For asset turnover, think of asset turnover as total sales divided by total assets. We take our assets and divide it into our sales and we get return on, or asset turnover. Return on assets is our return or our net profit divided by assets. So if I take sales and divide it by assets, I get asset turnover. If I take net profit divided by assets, I get return on assets. Financial leverage is a relative measure of where did my assets come from. Did I earn them in the business, or did I borrow money, or were they invested? So the way we calculate financial leverage, is we take total assets and we divide by owner's equity. Owner's equity contains both our accumulated earnings from the company and the investment by the owners. So that gives us a measure of what the ratio of our assets to that is, and that lets us tell how much we're leveraged by borrowing money. Return on net worth. Return, again, means profit, so it's profit divided by net worth. I don't think you'll find those too difficult, but do read what the book says. Listen to these again if necessary, and I think you'll be fine. Strategy is our plans for the future. SWOT analysis, as we said, is looking at the internal and external environment for pluses and minuses, good and bad things. Target market, the group of customers we're aiming to sell to. The retail mix, the factors we can control. Operations management is all about using resources. Administrative management is all about requiring resources. And with that, I think you should be in good shape for this chapter. Thank you very much. And now, when you're ready, move to chapter 3.